again. Two Doors in a Pod.
Hey.
Today we've got a lovely, lovely guest. We've got
Hi there. Hey.
Hola.
Thank you so much for having me. Honestly, I feel so grateful.
Important to have you on as another fellow female Black traveler, just so you can tell us your story, your journey. To begin with, I just really want you to go through who you are and, of course, your social media name, because I know that gets a lot of questions.
Okay, so my name is Pelumi Nubi. Born in Nigeria, grew up in London, and I have a passion for travel. My social media handle is Black Kintsugi, which is a Japanese term which means to mend with gold. It's just kind of like a life ideology I've kind of adapted, which means that normally, usually in this day and age where we stay in, when things get broken, we just tend to, like, you know, trash it away no matter what it costs to get it in the first place. It's just like, oh, it's broken. But with this Japanese concept, kintsugi, it means to mend with gold, and therefore increasing the value of the broken item. So it's just very, I don't know, it's just beautiful. It's just like a really, really nice concept. And I just feel like traveling is the kintsugi of life, is the way in which we are able to mend and heal and, you know, connect and see that, you know, everyone's kind of going through the same journey. It's a bit different, but it's almost similar at the same time. So yeah, I've just kind of adopted that name as my brand name, and it does get that, what does that mean? And it's quite nice to just, you know, share that. So yeah, that's about it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so to start off in two drawer fashion, we always ask, where did you go and what did you eat? Because we're nosy as fuck. And
where did I go when? Oh, okay.
In the last two weeks. And what have you eaten in the last 2 weeks that you want to share to the listeners?
Okay, like, last two weeks I was in Paris. The Parisian cuisine is not really my favorite, to be honest. I think it's too carb. Carb focused. I don't know how they manage to stay petite. Like, they eat a croissant every day, but hey. I had the typical pasta. I don't think you can go to France and not have pasta. I think I had pasta, and it was just, yeah, it was basic as you can get. But yeah, I like Paris. Paris is cool. So yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So Banky, where did you go this last 2 weeks? Jeez. Well, this girl goes everywhere. Just living our life. You know them people that
where did you go?
All the time. No, it's literally all the time. She got to go and check because there's a list of places.
Do you want to go first?
Let me go first. Mine's always a lot simpler because I'm trying to save at the moment. So where did I go? What did I eat? So eating wise, yesterday I went to Pitabon, which is actually a Greek restaurant in Carnaby, just off Carnaby Street. And it just so happens it was their year anniversary and they were doing free Pitabons. So obviously I'm saving, so the free food is welcome. So I literally had this. It was called a Sunday roast lamb, but it's literally like a bun, so like a breaded bun with lamb that's been cured for about 12 hours, I think it was. 12 hours lamb with succulent. Listen, it was succulent with feta cheese on top. What else was there? Feta cheese and roasted peppers. It was absolutely amazing. I think usually it's about £10. Wow. But yeah, it was free. Where did I go? I feel like I went somewhere, but I'm not sure. Last two weeks. Okay, I actually went to a networking event, which has nothing to do with travel, but the clothing brand Sweaty Betty, which is also based in Carnaby Street. Yeah, Sweaty Betty. They had the founder of Sweaty Betty speaking about his journey on building the brand and things they've incorporated in the brand. And basically, it's just about making wellness for women It's normalizing wellness for women. So even the women that live a busy lifestyle, their whole point was having them fitness clothes that they enjoy and feel comfortable within. So everything is just for women. So that's what I went to. So yeah, it's not as exciting, but that's where I was.
Is it a male founder?
Oh.
A man and his wife. Oh, so nice. Two of them. But it was the male speaking, but it was really interesting, like listening to him speak from a male's perspective and how him and his wife brought the brand and just speaking about anyone who's doing branding. That the one thing I find about the blog is that it's a journey. It's not something to rush in. So they spoke about the times where the brand struggled, what new they was adding to the brand, how they're different, even though they're in a relationship, how their differences complement the brand, and just them taking a step back from the brand at times and focusing on family as well. But yeah, it's a man, really nice man as well. I think, what's his name? He'll come to me later. But yeah, it was really good. Like, they actually do quite a lot of events, like wellness events there. Some are free, some aren't. So I think if you just go on to like Sweaty Betty, their Instagram page, and they have loads of things. So people come in to do talks. They have a yoga studio there, they do like a run club, so there's quite a lot of things that people can go to that they host. So yeah,
cool. Okay, I found out what I did. I went to a burlesque night evening at Grace Hall in Leadenhall. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. But Leadenhall,
potato, potato, yeah, same thing, same thing.
I also went to a launch of the Stratford Hotel opposite Stratford and International for a few drinks and networking session. And where did I eat? I went to a new pop-up. Actually, I think it's a permanent place to stay. It's in Covent Garden. It's called Seven Dials Market. And it used to be a banana trade factory. So they've got still got quite a lot of, like, they've got massive banana you can take selfies on, which obviously I did. And really loads of foods. And it's by Curb, who do, like, special. They, like, cater to street food vendors and help people start their businesses. And also do outreach for people that have either been to prison or have a disability and trying to get them into work. Good. So, yeah, if you guys are in that area, check it out.
The next section is just to kind of get you comfortable. So we like to do a little icebreaker game, Bloomy. So it's called This and That. Lovely Michelle is going to read out the question. So literally just choose which one you prefer out of the two. So, yeah.
Okay. And there's not three people here. My name is Michelle or Banker, whichever one you want to choose. Fine. I'll do it too. So you might hear
same person. All right.
Same person. Same person. All right. This game is called This or That. I'm going to ask you a series of ors questions and just be as honest as possible and don't think too much about the answer. Just give your pure, natural answer. So the first question is swimsuit versus bikini.
So my body was never ready, so got to cover up the, you know.
You're lying.
I don't know. I'm just not. Well, the bikini is like two-piece. No, I'm a swimsuit girl. I don't know. I like something like that covers, you know, the belly a little bit. Just saying.
You know what? Listen, I don't have it. Listen, if the man
yes, I said the belly as well. Yeah,
you have to accept that there's a bit of belly that comes with it. You get me?
Oh my god! Belly,
accept it. Fuck off.
You know,
it is what it is. Don't worry, Felicity. Can't be. Super.
That is true. That is true.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll still go for swimsuit though.
Baby or winter? We're here for you. Don't worry.
So baby oil all the way.
Baby oil versus sunscreen.
After tan.
Yes, really? Why?
This melanin, you know, it has to be maintained. Yes, you know, gotta keep topping up that melanin. Nah, I don't know. I've never found a good enough sunscreen. Like, I just don't like the way it leaves that white patch all over. I know you have to wear sunscreen, you know, even if you're you got a lot of melanin, but it's just, I don't know. I've just not found the right one for me. There's a few ones now.
There's a lot on the market, though.
You gotta, you have to glow. You just gotta put that baby oil on. Like, no, baby oil all the way. we have to balance it, you know. When you wear swimsuit, you gotta do baby oil. You can't do swimsuit, it's a bit of balance, you know. I think that's where it comes into play. Exactly.
We're saying that when I went to Gambia, they've got, I think it's basically shea butter, but they call it something else. I can't remember what it's called. And they were like, the thing I kept saying was like, you need to rub this in your skin so you maintain your blackness. So their thing was still preserving their color.
Inside of it.
Yeah. But it actually has sunscreen protection properties, you know?
It does, but it doesn't work.
I think if you want it to be maximum effect, you have to mix it with I think it's black seed oil, raspberry seed oil, and something else.
That's interesting.
That brings the factor up to the same level with sunscreen.
Yeah. We'll be doing more on sunscreen. We're always just talking about sunscreen, to be fair. But yeah, next question. Okay.
Ooh. We've got itinerary or go with the flow.
Itinerary. I'm bold. It's a bit of bold, yeah. I like to know, like, at least have like an idea of what I want to do, but I like to mix it up a bit sometimes, just, you know, turn up the map, just walk, just, you know, get lost and all of that stuff. So I'm a bit of both, to be honest, a bit of both, yeah. Oof. Okay. Lying, 100%.
Early riser or lying?
Ooh. I'm surprised, you know.
I will occasionally wake up to catch that sunrise or something, but I'll rather lie in, you know. That's where I get that holiday vibe, you know, because work, you have to wake up early. So when I'm on holiday, it's just nice to just, you know, have that light. Yeah, definitely lying.
Cool. Okay. Underpacker or overpacker?
I've changed my ways. I was overpacker, but... I've been delivered from that. like, I was a chronic overpacker. It was terrible. I'm that person that will go for a weekend and pack like 6 outfits for a weekend. You know, just for option's sake, you know, just in case I had to go out or go for dinner. And I'm just like, you're literally going for 2 days. You don't need to pack this much. When things come up and you're like, oh, I really should have packed that extra piece of clothing or something. So it is hard, but I've been delivered. Since I got a backpack, I'm sorry about that. That's really helped. Because it's just like whatever can fit. If it doesn't fit, then, you know, I'm not going to pay extra for the luggage. So, yeah, definitely.
What sort of backpack did you get?
I got the Cabin Zero backpack. Very good. Cabin Zero. Very sturdy. Good support. You can track it so it doesn't get lost. Yeah, it has like a little chip on it and you just kind of connect it.
I'm going to see this like, now. I feel like I need one. I'm going to put that out there. My birthday's in 3 months. People are listening.
Shut up.
I want to travel. So what's it called? The Backpack Zero.
Cabin Zero. So Cabin Zero.
Along with my GoPro that I'm putting out there into the universe.
Honestly. You ask and you receive. Yes. That's it.
So anyone that wants to treat me. Yeah.
When is your birthday?
December the 22nd, so...
Oh, with December baby.
August.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm looking at this bag.
It looks nice. I like the yellow one.
Yeah. The color definitely pop. I got the military sandy brown or something like that. Nice. It was a bit more study. Yeah, I got that one. The options are like so many colors, so you definitely find something you like.
Nice. Okay, I'm gonna take some pictures and put it on.
As well. Behave yourself. I might get it for you. Behaving.
Stop behaving.
Oh gosh. Okay, we've got take a dip or pose by the pool.
See. Oh, thank God. I've literally been delivered as well from this. So I did not I did not know how to swim a year ago, so I started learning how to swim last year. And I think swimming is such an essential skill, guys. Like, it literally changed my travel style. Like, it just, it makes you more adventurous. Like, you can actually, like, you know, jump off boats and do crazy stuff like that. But yeah, normally I would be literally be the one by the pool, you know, just posing and not get any water on me. But now I'm like a fish. I'm just like, I want to get in. So yeah, definitely take a dip, 100%.
Nice.
Love it.
Just don't ruin the makeup, you know, from the neck downwards.
But I see that. When I see your pictures, your makeup looks good. What are you wearing while you're out there?
MAC. I'm loyal to the MAC brand. It's the only one I've ever used. Everyone's like, try something else. I'm just so loyal. I use the Studio Fix. I like the fact that the foundation is non-liquid. So good for travel again. So it's just less liquid to pack. And then I use the powder NW58. So yeah. In case anyone wants to gift me for my birthday. Mine is December 31st.
Oh, so for Black History Month, we've decided that it's...
I think we're losing...
Something... Questions will pop up because I'm always looking at your Instagram thinking of things to ask. So questions will pop up at some stage. So
don't worry.
That's one. You could play that game all day. You know why?
It's true.
You ask a question, then it goes off on a tangent.
That's true. That is true.
Okay. So our first main question for you is, what actually sparked your travel journey and your passion to travel?
That's a good question. Okay. I remember traveling when I was younger. So my first international flight was to America. I think I was around 10 or something. Mm-hmm. So I've always... My mom is a traveler as well. She loves to travel. So I think I don't know if it's possible to inherit it genetically, but I think I've just caught that, you know, wanderlust from her. And I never really traveled again. I think obviously because I was younger and, you know, finances and all of that stuff. But then I remember going through Instagram and I think this was a good 3 years ago or so. I was going through Instagram and I saw a picture of, I think, Switzerland or something like that. It was just such a beautiful picture, guys. Like, it was so beautiful. And I used to tell people that it literally, what shocked me the most was, like, it was even more beautiful than, you know, the heaven I had in my mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this place exists on earth, like, we are living in, like, I can go to this place, like, and then I think I checked the location, it was Switzerland, and I was like, I'm just gonna go. So that's kind of sparked the adventure, and the world is just so beautiful. I think we live in such a beautiful world, and it would be such a shame not to see it. So yeah, that's kind of, and it's kind of like a snowball effect, you know, you go to one, then 10, then next thing you're in 20 and 30 and 50, and just like, how? So yeah, it just kind of like snowballs, and yeah, I've just really enjoyed interacting with people and just seeing new places, really. So yeah, that's how travel started.
Okay, so next question. So recently you reached out to about 20 podcasts on Instagram. What gave you the courage and the drive to do that? Because I know a lot of times people hold themselves back. What kind of said to you, okay, I'm gonna do this no matter what people say, I'm just gonna put myself out there?
I have a motto that says, if you don't ask, if that makes sense. I think especially for like content creators or people that just want to put themselves out there in general, gone are the days whereby people are approaching you. It still happens, but not as much. I think nowadays you need to take that bold step of faith and actually approach the brand or whoever you want to work with. And I find the power of collaboration to be something quite potent and important. And yeah, I just kind of, you know, I wanted a change. I wanted podcasting myself. I wanted to be able to put myself out there and, you know, talk to people about my story and my journey. And these just seemed to be, that just seemed to be the best thing to do. And the response, to be honest, I did not even expect a response back. I think that's kind of the thing. I think, you know, people kind of feel gutted when they put so much out there and they don't get anything back. Mm. I think if you do it without any kind of expectation per se, then when you do get to respond or when you do get that yes, it's almost like, oh my goodness, like I really wasn't even expecting this. And even though this podcast, a testimonial to that, I've done one previously, I'm doing one right now, I got one brand in 2 weeks time, I got another one. So at least 5 to 6 people have responded back from the 20, you know. And it's just quite nice. And this opportunity wouldn't have come if I did not reach out. I think, you know, some things you need to pursue it relentlessly. Like you need to, things that, you know, obviously there's a quote that, you know, whoever sets your souls on fire should pursue relentlessly. So yeah, whatever you find or whatever you have that passion for, just go for it, really. So yeah, that was my thing. I just went for it.
Speaking of fire, I like that, Bloomy. What inspires or motivates you personally?
I don't want to live a mediocre life. I don't want life to just go through me or past me. I want to be able to, at the end of it, go, damn, that was a wild journey. Like, and already based on my traveling and stuff, I know that I'll be the one to say, oh my God, like I went to this place, like I did this stuff. Like, it's just, I feel life, we keep saying life is so short, and sometimes we don't realize how short it is. It's pretty short. And, you know, we have this one chance and we have this one life to just make it count. And every day I just try to just do better than yesterday and just like take it further and just be better generally. So yeah, that's kind of what motivates me to just be the best version of myself, really. And by living my truth, I feel like I inspire other people around me to live theirs. And that's kind of the best you can really do, to be honest. So yes. Yeah,
one. Okay.
Oh, do you mean to go that deep? We've brought church in here. But yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, that leads to the next question. Seeing as it's Black History Month, can you tell us more about your West African tour and what advice would you give to anyone wanting to follow in your footsteps?
My West Africa tour was inspired because I was actually going home. So home is Nigeria. It was my grandpa's 90th birthday. So the whole family kind of went. And I was like, since I've gone to Nigeria, I might as well explore. And I'm very fond of doing that. Like when I get the opportunity to go to one country, I tend to see what can I do in the neighboring the neighboring areas. So that's how that's what sparked the West African idea. So I said I was going to actually road trip from Lagos all the way to, to Cote d'Ivoire. But we had to then fine tune it whereby we actually, I went with a travel buddy. So we actually flew into Ghana because I wanted to go for the Chaliwate Festival, beautiful art festival. If you ever get a chance to, definitely 2020, put it on your calendar for that. It's such a celebration of culture, of music, of art, it's amazing. It's definitely one to experience. So I wanted to experience that. So I flew to Ghana and then road trip backwards. And the best advice is don't allow people to project their fear upon you. Mm. And I say this because when I was planning my trip, like, as much as people were excited about it, I also got almost exactly the same amount of fear that was projected upon me. So, oh my God, are you sure it's safe? Are you sure? Are you sure? And I feel a lot of people, you know, would have caved. I almost did. I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't. You know, you get here cases of kidnapping and, you know, bad stuff happening and all of that stuff. And the truth about it is that these things do happen. But these things do happen anywhere else or everywhere else, you know, like, you know, there's really, you know, no way you can say, okay, I'm 100% safe, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I just think Africa is a beautiful place to explore. It's diverse in culture. Every country you go to within Africa is just a whole different vibe, even though they share almost similar borders and stuff like that. So it was very inspiring. I think Yeah, I think it's definitely worth doing. If I had the time, I'll probably just keep going across the coast all the way to Senegal. That's another place I would love to visit. But yeah, it was definitely, it was good to be home. That's Ooh. That's the best way to say it.
What countries were you able to do on the tour?
So on the tour, I from Lagos flew to Accra, Ghana, and then we took the road, so public transport all the way back to Lagos. So from Ghana, I went to Togo, from Togo Lome, and then we went to Benin Republic, and then from Benin Republic we went to what's it called, to Lagos. So we it was three countries, well plus Nigeria was making it four. So yeah, it was four countries.
Was it quite easy for you to navigate around?
I think it was easy because of two things. The first, like in Ghana, I had made friends from social media. I always talk about the power of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as it has its negative to it, I think the positive always outshine it in situations like this. So prior to me coming, I'd made friends without even me knowing I was actually going to do this road trip just organically.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was like, oh, I'm actually coming to Ghana, I was like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. So it was just having that locals on ground, they were able to tell me what route, which days to go, mm-hmm. what is best, what route to navigate. So I think that's definitely the unfortunate thing is about, so for now, there's not enough information about, what's it called, how to navigate within Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm quite familiar with traveling within Europe, and I know it's a lot more easy to travel within Europe because there's so much information out there. You basically put in, you know, day trip to Venice or something like that, or Vienna or whatever, and you get, you know, 20 blog posts or hundreds of blog posts come up with, you know, information about bus ticketing and all of that stuff. But you don't get the same within Africa. So I feel like definitely content creator within that community should definitely be able to put more information, and just you know, the general, you know, just tourist sites and stuff, some of them are just not that easily available or accessible. So definitely improvement in that area. But so far, especially within Ghana, I think because of the, you know, president declaring it the year of the return, it has got a very big increase in like tourists coming around and everything like that. So the tourism board are definitely doing well. But each place was definitely diverse, and I didn't want to definitely just go there for touristy stuff. I just wanted to spend time with the locals, you know, enjoy their culture as they are without the glitters, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was definitely, so definitely I'll say, find yourself, if you cannot find information online, try and connect with people that live there via social media and stuff like that, you know, within reason, of course. But yeah. That's what I'll say about that.
Cool. You mentioned visiting Europe. Can you tell us more about the countries you visited in Europe?
I've done most of Europe. I think I got like maybe three countries left to do within Europe, and then I'll be done with the continent. It's just, I found it easy to navigate because obviously based in London, you know, going within Europe is open border, especially with the British citizenship. I know with the, if I had a Nigerian passport, I probably would find it a bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But saying that, I know people who do have it and are still able to move around.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just comes to drive and comes to you really want to do it. I think, you know, people can give you all the gimmicks and the tips and the tricks and the sky scanner and the deals and everything. But it comes down to, do you want to do it? Like, do you want to travel?
Mm.
And until you get that passion for it, and I have to admit, it's not for everybody, you know. I think sometimes people feel like it's forced down their throats. It's not for everybody. You don't have to, you know, want to travel. Some people find other passion, which is great. But I think once you just make up your mind that you do want to do something, it becomes almost second nature. Like, packing and traveling for me right now is just like, okay. Here we go again. But yeah, it's just second nature. So yeah, Europe travel, I find it quite diverse, especially exploring Eastern Europe. I think that's a place that most Black people don't go to, with reason, of course. But I felt I needed to. I think I tweeted recently that I found my superpower, which is, you know, I'm not scared of going anywhere. I just don't have that fear that people describe about going to a certain place, either because of racism or prejudice. I just don't feel it. Mm. I feel everywhere should be accessible, and I just go anywhere and everywhere. So yeah, within Eastern Europe, I think it's a place everyone should explore. It's one that has not been too many tourists in it. So therefore, once you get there, you're almost immersed in the cultural experience. You know, some places you go to and you have to go looking for that cultural experience. Like if you go to the central, it feels like you're in London or anything. Okay, maybe then you go to the outskirts, then you feel like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, I'm somewhere different. But this kind of Eastern Europe, talking Kosovo or, you know, Albania or places like that, once you get there, it hits you in the face. You're just like, oh, okay, this is new, which is nice. It's always, change is different. Newness is a good thing. So
for anyone looking to travel to Eastern Europe, where would you say are the three places that you would tell them to go to?
Three places. Montenegro.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. If you want to go somewhere green, lush, just beautiful to look at, like visually, then definitely you need to go to Koto. Beautiful city center, beautiful, like I think it's one of the best view wise, like, you know, history and all of that. I'll say Albania. I fell in love with Albania. I'm just like, it was amazing, like people wise, the friendliness, the acceptance of us, and yeah, it was just very good. And then I'll say third place, Kosovo.
Mm.
Some people argue that it's not a country, that is, you know, whatever, but I feel it's a place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
The your pounds go further in these kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's definitely luxury on the budget in some cases. I remember in Kosovo going to like an all eat, it was 15 pounds, but it was like a 3-course meal with wine. I'm like, where will you get this?
I'm already told, you know, I need to do this Europe tour.
Like 3-course freshly made, like it was food meant for royalty. Like it was made with so much love, you could taste it. It was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, yeah, I would definitely recommend this kind of places. You go there, your pounds really do go further, and you just feel, I remember we're hiking up to go see this tower, and the person was like, you know, you will definitely get the odd staring, you get people that want to mm-hmm. take pictures, get people that want to touch your hair, but you also get the women, the locals that will actually say thank you for coming. I have a recording of it, of an older woman. She was like, thanks for coming to our town, because these places people just think, you know, everyone hates them and everybody, you know, there's the war is still happening and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. I think there's beauty in travel, and I like to focus on that, to be honest. So yeah.
Okay, so how, like, everyone must ask you this, how have you actually managed to travel to these 53 countries you've been to?
58.
Wow. yeah, so how have you managed to travel to 58 countries? And, like, did you mm-hmm. plan a schedule throughout the year, or did you just do what other people do and press the anywhere button on Skyscanner? Like, how were you able to do it effectively, logically, and plan your leave around
in the office or something? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm doing my PhD, so it gives me the freedom to plan my research alongside my travel. Definitely my research comes in priority, but I flow far away as well. But most of my travel has been within Europe, and I tell people, explore your backyard, because each time I say, oh, you should travel, I get people like, you know, like I'm just saying on Instagram, for example, that, you know, from the States, that go, oh, it's because you're within Europe, you know, I wish I lived in London. I'm like, but Have you explored those other cities? Have you explored America? Is so big, I get it, but like even like within the states, different states. You know, I've been to Texas and to Arizona and to you know, you kind of it's so different even within the states, and you get different kind of the idea of travel is to feel to experience difference, to experience newness. And I feel you don't have to go far. Mm. I think some people believe you have to go all the way to Bali or all the way across the world before you've traveled. And that's not the case. You know, travel within your vicinity. Go to within a weekend, a long bank holiday, go somewhere local. So, yeah, how have I been able to balance it? I think it's just, it comes with the passion I described at first. It comes with that it has to get done, if that makes sense. Like, it's something I enjoy doing, so I just kind of make time for it. Deciding where to go comes with varied reasons. The first being, where do I know people? Because I've been fortunate to be able to have a lot of international friends. Mm-hmm. So I just use the opportunity to actually just go visit them. So I've been to Bulgaria because my friend relocated there to study medicine. I've been to Ukraine because I have a friend over there. So these kind of places, we all have international friends. I just go visit them, pay them a visit. Automatically, you don't have to pay for accommodation most of the time. Feeding, they'll probably cover your feeding costs as well. So you're basically paying for the flight. Same thing for Uganda for me. I just basically pay for the flight, and I had like a whole host family. Mm. So those things like that is just, it costs down the cost. Skyscanner everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yes, I use that all the time. Like all the time. Like, it's so sad now I have to scroll all the way to the bottom because I've done most of the countries that keeps coming up on top, which is sad but nice at the same time. So like Skyscanner everywhere. It tells you the cheapest place to go. Just the flexibility of it. So like bank holiday, there's no reason why you should be in the UK during bank holidays. Use your holiday times. Like, get out of here, you know, just do something different. I think, you know, if you're working an office job, I think some people think traveling should be some kind of like a secrecy thing. But I think if you're doing your job to the maximum, like capacity, mm-hmm. then it shouldn't be something you need to hide, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So my boss, my supervisor, know I love traveling so much. Last Christmas, he bought me like a, you know, the scratch map thing.
Yeah. Oh.
If that makes sense. That's how much they know traveling is important to me. It's just something I disclose right from beginning that, look, I like to travel. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about these things. So I think as long as the job get done, and I think that's where people get in trouble when they start, you know, calling in sick to travel, you know, that kind of thing. Banky? Banky, clear the throat. Is that the code that you called in sick for?
To be honest, I have called in sick because I wanted to stay in the country longer, but not because I wanted to go on holiday. I was already on holiday.
Yeah. You're already on holiday. Yeah. Fair enough. You know, once as long as your work doesn't slack, that's kind of the point I'm trying to make. As long as you don't slack on work, then that way, you know, it just kind of. But yeah, I just find the time to do it. It's just very little sleep. I don't really sleep that much, but yeah, very little sleep because the work, science work, needs to get mm-hmm. done. But traveling, you can do work remotely as well. Like on the plane and stuff, I read my scientific journal. I just tell people, like, the same time you used to watch like a Netflix movie on a Saturday all day long, I catch a 6 a.m. flight and I'm back the same day. Day trips are amazing. You can explore, you know, cities in 24 hours. So I think, you know, these are kind of things that people, if you want to do it, you just find a way to do it, really. But yeah.
Okay. Speaking of professions, your page looks very, very professional. Just wanted to know.
Thank you. Thank you.
If there was a theme you went for when you decided to create this, like, you know.
Yes. So starting off, I have to give a shout out to Asime Gold because I use her presets. I get the one asking me this. Our page is very nice. She's kind of a queen of so when I started, I wanted quality pictures. I think for me, I have been inspired so much by pictures to go to a destination. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to gift people the same. So when they see my pictures, they're inspired to visit that place, if that makes sense. So I did not just want to post anything and everything. I think, you know, it's same for my stories. I try to, you know, draw people in and just make them experience the things I experienced while I was on the journey or traveling. So yeah, my feed is meant to be warm and cozy. Ooh. So you won't really see anything like really bright. So it's somewhere that you just come and just like keep scrolling and you're just, you know, like a warm blanket, you know, just like warms you up. Yeah. That's kind of the idea. I hope you feel that way.
I do, you know, yeah, I feel a sense kind of like, pride, you're at home, it's like, this is just beautiful. I'm just so comfortable where I am, but it looks great. Like, it does have that feel to it, I must say.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Okay, and if you don't mind, obviously some people don't always like to say, but is there any sponsored posts you've been involved with, and how would you suggest that people on their travel journey get involved with, like, sponsored posts or opportunities to further themselves?
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna hold that kind of information. I feel, you know, it's something to definitely. I've been traveling for, I don't know, by 3 years now, but I didn't start posting and stuff for probably a year plus. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite fairly new to the game. I have a blog post, but I don't really blog. I'm dyslexic, so I found it was too much hassle sending the post to someone, getting it edited, so that's why I'm kind of transitioning to podcast, because I can talk till tomorrow. but yeah, in terms of like sponsored posts and stuff, I think the same thing I did with the podcast, just send out requests, mm-hmm. you know, reach out to people. I've been able to work with a couple of brands as of this year, mostly with the stays, like the hotels I've stayed in. I think I've gotten like 3 sponsored stays so far, whereby I basically stay there for free and I just, you know, tell people about how the experience was. And it was literally me reaching out to brand. I think the important thing in when you're doing reaching out to brand is to provide value. Mm-hmm. I think people think it's the numbers. As you know, my numbers are not in the, you know, they're not influencer or whatever. I think the power of micro-influencer, you can definitely put that into play. You don't have to have the highest number, but the engagement do need to be strong. And these are the kind of things you can showcase when you're emailing these potential people you want to collaborate with, that, look, I know I don't have the numbers, but, you know, I have the engagement. Mm-hmm. When I say get this thing, people will. So two random brands I'll just pick from my head. The first being this Cabin Zero backpack I spoke about. So when I was going for this, my West African tour, I reached out to them and I was like, you know what? It was even on Twitter. It was just like a joke thing. It was just like, you know, sponsor a girl, that kind of thing. And then on Instagram, I then send them a DM saying, okay, explaining, you know, I'm going on this road trip. I'm looking for a backpack. I think your backpack would be great. The reasons, you know, what I'm able to then deliver after. And they were like, yeah, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it comes from a place of you actually trying in the first mm-hmm. place. You know, if I didn't send that message, it would have been 100% no. The second one being the brand's gone off my head. Tip, mm-hmm. I think it's called Tip. It's like a wireless connector kind of mm-hmm. thing. So you're meant to. I got gifted that one actually from another brand, and they gifted me. But when I used it abroad, I kind of tagged them, and it was one of my most highest clicked on sticker thing. Where, you know, you post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I then send them a message and they're like, okay, then we want to work with you now. Because number one, they've seen the initiative I've taken to like get my hands on their device in the first mm-hmm. place. So to post content even without contacting them, and then to say, oh, by the way, I've gotten this, I've posted this, this is the result. People seem to be interested. what can we do? You know, how can we collaborate? So there's ways to go around it, but the key term is value. Mm-hmm. You need to always, always, always be providing value. If you just say, oh, can we work together? Okay. Like what for why? Like, you know. So yeah, I think that's kind of it.
Do you always reach out to people via DM or you go email them?
For stays and stuff, I go through emails. Mm-hmm. For brands and stuff, I do DMs. And some people would then go email stuff. I think if you cannot easily get their email, mm-hmm. Send a DM. But emails are always better. I think the response rates are better because obviously it's like, I don't know, customer service or PRs mm-hmm. That are actually checking them. DMs can get lost and stuff. So I use both. Both have, you know, given results, but I'll say emails are definitely better. But if you cannot get your hand on an email, then don't use that as an excuse. Send a DM.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
What would you say was your worst holiday experience?
That was Marrakesh, Morocco.
No!
It was horrible. It was so bad. I went solo. I think that was my first mistake. I'm a queen of solo travel. Like I tell people, you know, I think a friend describes solo as a breath of fresh air. That's the best way to say it. Like it's like a big exhale. Sorry. So it was my 50th country. It was going to be in Africa. I was excited. I was like, okay, let's do this. I get there and just the sexual harassment and the catcalling and I'm like, I'm one of you. Like, what's the problem? Like, I just want to walk through this market without getting touched. Like, I legit just want to not get catcalled or, you know. And at first, I was like, okay, maybe because I was wearing my, okay, Western clothing, you know, I wasn't in appropriately dressed, but okay, maybe something unfamiliar. And then I went to the shop. I actually bought their more traditional outfit, like a big, we call it bubu. I don't know what it's called in Marrakesh, in Morocco. But yeah, a kaftan. Yeah, that's it. So like a long kaftan. I was as covered up as it can be, and you know, and I still got catcalled. I was like, I don't understand. Like, what is your problem? So yeah, I think that kind of just tinted the experience. Like, for me personally, I just did not feel I could openly roam around and just be free without, you know, getting like I'm quite trusting of locals and stuff, but it got to that point when by if I was lost and I asked for direction, I saw say turn left, I'm like, they have an interior motive or something like that. Like if that and that did happen, like there was a blocked road and the guy was like, that road is blocked, but I was just like, yeah, it's just trying to, you know. And I got there and it was blocked, but it was the lack of trust right from the beginning because of all the, you know, catcalling and sexual, you know, just all of that mix. But I think Marrakesh is beautiful. I would definitely give it another chance. I probably wouldn't go to Marrakesh again. Maybe go to Fez or Casablanca or something. But I have to say, Marrakesh is beautiful. Like the palaces, the gardens, like 100% go. But I'll probably just say go as a group or go with a group of girls. So if you're female, go with people. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I've been 4 times and it's one of the best, my favorite places in the world.
I think to be honest, I always say this, my experience is not the universal experience. Yeah. I always tell people, go and experience it for yourself, you know? And as I say, I'm willing to go back again to just give Morocco another chance. I think it's sad when people hear one narrative and that's it. For example, India. I have a friend that she has such a horrible experience in India. And when I went, it was like, OMG, I'm ready to relocate, you know? Like, you see Taj Mahal and you're just like, wow. Someone built this for one person, like what is love? So yeah, you know, you really need to go to these places and have that view by yourself. A one bad experience should not taint the goodness of the rest of the country, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
What would you say was your best holiday experience?
Oh, this is hard. I always say, when you pick the best, it's like, you know, telling a mother to pick her favorite child. oh goodness me. I got so many coming to my head. I think it depends on what you did when you went, if that makes sense, who you went. It can be so, but I think I really like Australia. I like the farness of it. It feels like you're in a different universe, if that makes sense. Like, it was so far away from everything. I think if I wanted to like change my identity or become someone new, that's what I was gonna do. Just move to Australia. It's just so far away. I like how, you know, the people are. The people are quite nice and just like generally. But yeah, Australia was really nice, and I went to see my best friend, so that was a good experience. But yeah, different places. I think everyone has a little bit of goodness to them. You know, Canada is very friendly people. America, let's just skip that. joke. Yeah, I think everywhere has somewhere nice. I really enjoy South Africa as well. Like the, what is it called? Cape Town. Mm. Cape Town was amazing. I think everyone should definitely go there. And, you know, within Europe as well, every country, different places you go to, you're just like, wow, this is beautiful. So, yeah, I think everywhere got their unique features. I can't pick one.
What was your last holiday experience?
Mine is Paris, because you said you went to Paris 2 weeks ago. So before
yeah.
Paris.
Yeah. So before Paris, that was when I did the road trip to West Africa. Yeah, so it's pretty recent. So yeah, that was September. Yeah, I came back September. Nice. And then I did Paris. Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, and what is your future holiday plans and travels coming up?
I got to do two more for this year to get to my 60th country for the year, which is the goal. Whoop, whoop. I'm thinking Cyprus for 59. 60 is still under deliberation. Mm-hmm. I want something, you know, to celebrate my 25th, to be a good way to start the 2020, like, you know, wise. I really wanted something warm. Like, I've always, since I've gone to Australia for Christmas, it's been a very different taste of Christmas. I think Christmas, growing up in the UK, you kind of like have that cold. Oh, Christmas is, you know, it's nice, it's cozy and stuff. But like when you celebrate Christmas by the beach having barbecue, it's just like a different vibe. So I really wanted that, but I don't know if I will be able to, because that means I have to go somewhere really far away.
When's yours? The 31st of December.
31st of December, yeah. New Year.
There's
Eve,
loads of places
so...
you can go.
That's warm.
Dominican.
Where?
I always got, well, my birthday's around Christmas as well. So Dominican. Mexico,
yeah.
Caribbean.
I was legit looking at Mexico today.
Oh, no,
I was like,
it,
oh my
god!
There was a deal as well. I think I've forgotten the name of these people. Something flight. Someone put it up today. They give like deal.
There's your answer.
It was like £400 for like to Mexico. I was like, okay, that's definitely. Yeah, okay, we're going to Mexico.
No, definitely. I did Mexico last year.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexico, definitely. There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we have to get you back again, because we can talk for England and it's been an hour.
Honestly. Wow. So time flies when you're having a good time.
No, it's amazing. I learned so much. We have to have you back definitely.
Thank you.
So our last thing, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for like reaching out. Thanks for agreeing. Thanks for giving us all this knowledge. Thank you. I just wanted to say, where can our listeners find you? Like, what's your social media handle? Because I can't even say it, let alone spell it. So,
no, I'm Lord, Kint, I'll say Kint Goose Kint. Nah, I'm trying.
So I'm cracking up so badly. On Instagram, I'm known as Black. Everyone can spell Black. full stop, and kintsugi, and that's spelled kintsugi, kintsugi. So you can find me on my podcast, also called Black Kintsugis, on everything, on, you know, Spotify and the rest. On Twitter, I'm called PhD_flygirl. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm always tweeting something nowadays. But yeah, that's on blog. I'm not really blogging, but if you just want to know a little bit or contact me via there, is www.blackkintsugi.com. So yeah.
Yay!
That's it.
Thank you.
Very, very much. That was amazing.
Thank you. It was such a good one. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. You missed the world. Coming back, so don't worry.
I will. 100%.
So enjoy the rest of your evening, and we Thanks. Will speak soon. Book that flight to Mexico if you need to know where to go.
I will. You know? Honestly, this is it. This is it. This is the sign I was looking for. Right. Dang, right. I got it. Good night, girls. Thank you so much. Bye.